The Time Has Come to Tell the Dane, by James Dalton. We should embrace a no-deal Brexit. Keep the £39,000 million. It's a lot of money. Money we don't have? Well, that's my reckoning after a swift review of the UK government's balance sheet. We're still running a deficit and, according to the numbers, austerity still hasn't started. Hashtag keep the 39 as the Twitterati might tweet. £39 billion, £60 million for every constituency. Just think how £60 million could assist your local area. While we're at it, keep the £13,000 million plus that's being blown in foreign aid. I can see much in the way of domestic aid that needs attention. Our betters and masters in the House of Commons think differently. Then again, perhaps they don't think that is. They must see with their own eyes the homelessness that blights so many. They must see that the NHS is struggling to provide care, especially to the elderly, infirm and vulnerable. They must see the escalating school places crisis. They must see, mustn't they? I fear that the people and communities of England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland are inconsequential inconveniences in the world of the progressive, progressing political liblab con poll climbing class. Where is the willingness to spell out that to the public the obvious, that to generous welfare state combined with uncontrolled immigration will lead to a flood of low-skilled foreign migrants attracted to the payouts from the DWP and the free DHSC/NHS medical care? This of course is no longer a point of opinion or conjecture, or of alleged consequences from predictable probabilities and possibilities. The lack of control in immigration has been the norm for almost two decades, culminating in a population increase in the UK in excess of 7 million people since 1997. Data has been collected and is available to the public. 2021 will be the year for the next census, and further data will be available by which to judge the managerial competence of the modern-day Labour and Conservative parties. The populations of many urban areas have altered in nationality as groups of many disparate peoples have taken advantage of the possibilities that have opened up to them through the direct consequence of our government action which has not had the open consent of the British people. This demographic change has been rapid. Image. Heat map example, Leicester showing percentages of ethnic, English plus Scottish plus Welsh plus Northern Irish plus British, and population shift. In 2016 the voting public could see the obvious, these busy people going about their lives, trusting the politicians to at least do what is right. The country desperately needs to take back control and bring an end to the unmanageable chaos of mass uncontrolled immigration. Many people voted to leave the EU for many different reasons. Immigration was the most significant reason, as borne out by the studies undertaken by many, including Matthew Goodwin of Nottingham University. It is borne out consistently in polling with many people who share a concern about the rapid change in our country brought about by policy decisions by successive Labour, Coalition, and Conservative governments. There are few voices in the liblab con or the media who give time to the issue of immigration and the people's desire for it to be strictly and competently controlled. The UK needs a change, and it needs leadership which believes in Britain and puts our nation's interest first. The direction of change was pointed out by the 17.4 million voters who, despite the advice of the government and pro-Remain business and media establishment, saw preference in the UK moving forward as a free, independent nation in full control of its money, borders and laws. Competent government would already have trade deals negotiated with willing, stable democratic nation-states across the globe, those nations which are homes to 93% of the world beyond the protectionist EU trading bloc. These deals would be ready to sign, honed to our trading needs in the spirit of open, free and mutually beneficial cooperation. Image. Rudyard Kipling, Indian-born Englishman. We never pay anyone Dane geld. No matter how trifling the cost. For the end of that game is oppression and shame. And the nation that plays it is lost. Rudyard Kipling. How easily do our political elites fail us? The Danegeld has not yet been paid. It should not be paid, for there is no claim under law to so do. Any claim of a just nature culminating from this 45-year enshackment to the failing European federalist project lies with the UK taxpayer who has had his wallet filched, his environment changed and his culture and history maligned without redress, masked by the lying lips of politicians and propagandists. The time has come to actively embrace having no deal with the EU. The truth is known. The EU is Kipling's Dane. Kipling's words are timeless and we should heed them still. We are the United Kingdom and we have nothing to fear. Do not pay the £39 billion, walk away and embrace our future independence and freedom. People will judge the competence of the Lib-Lab-Con governments of the preceding decades. I for one believe that the country can do better and that it will do better. It is wrong to put temptation in the path of any nation. For fear they should succumb and go astray. So when you are requested to pay up or be molested, you will find it better policy to say, we're keeping our £39 billion. Goodbye and don't call us too soon. For we're arranging a party for our UK. Try March 30, but wait until noon. Not, Rudyard Kipling. Copyright James Dalton 2019, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. DVParty.uk. Postscript. On austerity and cultural Marxism, it is fascinating to observe the manner in which the use and definition of words alter over time. Especially fascinating is this phenomenon in the political world. Austerity is one such word, defined currently. 1. Sternness or severity of manner or attitude. 2. Difficult economic conditions created by government measures to reduce public expenditure. The country was subjected to acute economic austerity. It is noted that in the 1957 Oxford English Dictionary, there is no reference to economics in its definition, harshness, sternness, strictness. This subtle alteration in word meaning is pernicious, a slow process facilitated by academics. Austerity according to the ode can now be applied by definition to any period, however transient, where public expenditure is reduced, even if the reduction is merely a change from extremely profligate to very profligate. In other words, profligacy can now be associated with the term austerity. Real-life reflections from the fantasy 1984, war is peace, ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, austerity is profligacy.